All right, welcome back, everybody, to WNRN's Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. We're supported tonight by Live Nation, presenting Trans-Siberian Orchestra at John Paul Jones Arena on December 19th in Charlottesville. Also, Good Fight Foods and Shenandoah LGBTQ Center. Okay, we've got a special treat for you. Oh He Dead is here with Desiree Moses. Let's hear another band.
I'm going to double up on the intro here.
It's the Holiday Showcase on WNRN, live at In Your Ears Studios. I'm Desiree Moses, hanging out with some WNRN members. And we are so thrilled to be joined from Washington, D.C., Oh He Dead. Thank y'all for being here. Give him a hand. We've been enjoying Strange Love on WNRN. Hopefully you've heard it on the airwaves. They have a new record out. We're going to talk all about that. But we'd love it if you play a few songs for us first.
can reach your phone. Must have called a thousand times. All the times we had, now you treat me bad. But I always love you. To the moon and back, maybe just like that. You don't take me serious. That's why I get lonely sometimes. Think about the feelings I don't feel you next to me. And I cry, I get lonely sometimes. Think about the way you move, don't feel you next to me.
How you gonna leave and not come back? How you gonna leave and not come back? Hey!
Thank you.
Dead live on WNRN from In Your Ear Studios in Richmond for our holiday showcase. To kick things off, can y'all go around the horn and introduce yourselves so everybody in Radioland knows who they're hearing?
Hello, I'm Alex. I play guitar.
I'm CJ, lead vocals.
I'm piano. I play keys.
I'm Colin. I play bass and go, whoa, in the background.
I'm Adam, and I play drums.
All right. A little bit of an interesting story how y'all got together. Can you share with us how you formed the band and how y'all first met?
It's a very long story. my old high school teacher introduced me to a lot of you guys, and she's actually now the manager of this band, too. She saw something I didn't see, and here we are.
So how did she know everybody else and connected you all?
Oh, she went searching and looking and looking all and right. searching.
Well, she did a good job. Y'all sound great. So we're saying, yes, y'all came down from D.C., and we so appreciate y'all taking the time to be with us tonight. Being from D.C. is sort of a part of the fabric of the band and a lot of what I've read and seen y'all talk about. So can you tell us a little bit about the D.C. music scene and how that's informed you all creatively and kind of gotten you to where you are today?
The D.C. sound is the scene, the music scene is very interesting because you get a lot of, I don't know if you guys are familiar with go-go music, but that's the real D.C. sound. But then you also get like a whole punk scene there. There's a good folk scene there. It's a place that will surprise you in how diverse the music is there. You just have to kind of like go looking for it, but it's there. I grew up listening to go-go, but I also grew up listening to a lot of other music and sounds. So it's been very interesting playing with these guys because I know we all have different backgrounds when it comes to music, but it just kind of works in some kind of way, and it's interesting. So,
yeah, absolutely. So the record that we've been enjoying spinning this year came out called Ugly. Last year's record was called Pretty, recorded in different areas as well. So can you talk to us about that juxtaposition, not only in sound, but how you came up with the name and the difference in studios where you recorded each of these records?
I'll do my best to talk. It's not my forte. Pretty was our like our stab at like a studio pop record where we wanted to do, you know, sort of high production, spend a lot of time working in a studio. And we went to our friend Jimmy's studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is outside of Nashville. And we stayed there for about like 2 months during COVID. So it was a really great time to like work on a record and really like learn from how they make records. And then Ugly is sort of our take on a more like how we sound live. And we recorded that at I have a barn in Leesburg, Virginia. And it's all just recorded by ourselves. It's more of a live record. It's just kind of the instruments you hear. There's nothing digital about it. And it was just our two like kind of ideas. We had so many songs, we had to split them up into records. So one felt more organic. I wouldn't say it's ugly, but get a little in your feels on that one. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was just, they were just kind of projects that kept us amused. But it's the two different sounds that we have.